Simon Yabez. Now the Chayyim is introduced the way which is actually the way the Ramor discusses this option of how to say what's the proper order to say Kiddush. Kiddush should be Makom Suda. So really, there should be we should try and minimize as much as possible the separation between Kiddush and the Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda includes Kiddush B'Makom Suda and Kiddush B'Shas Suda. It's a person has to be in the same place and also has to be at the same time. If a person makes Kiddush in his home, sits there for an hour talking, an hour later eats the meal, so it was Kiddush B'Makom Suda, same place, but it wasn't really with the meal. The point of Kiddush B'Makom Suda means is it's done in conjunction with the meal. So it should be Kiddush B'Shas Suda as well. So how much do we want to minimize it? So the Chayyim says a fascinating idea is that besides the Balabayas who's saying Kiddush, everybody else should wash before Kiddush. But the Balabayas who's going to be saying Kiddush, so he should say Kiddush, then go wash and say, come and say Amotzi. So it minimizes significantly the gap of time between the Kiddush and the Amotzi, because only one person has to wash at that point in time. So a person should first say Kiddush and then wash his hands. In order to not lechachila be massive between the tefillah shadayim and hamotzi. I added the word lechachila, and we'll see why in a second. Al b'nei beis not them kind of kiddush, but the b'nei bayis should wash beforehand. It's not considered a hefsek. That which they are hearing kiddush in the middle is not a hefsek because this is part of tzarchei asuda. So between the tefillah shadayim and hamotzi, the person in mikra then is allowed. The Shulchan Aruch brings up here you're not allowed to talk over there. What you can't do is be mesir das from the suda. You wash your hands. You need to keep your hands clean. So the assumption is once you're in the meal and you're therefore you're eating, there's always a subconscious protection of your hands because you know you need it for eating. Between the washing and the eating, sometimes the person might get distracted. So therefore, we want to minimize the distraction between the washing and the eating. Person should not get involved in conversations. But mikra, then a person is allowed to talk at that point in time. So that's what some people believe. If you wash your hands and you dry them and you said the bracha and everything like you're supposed to, then you talk, you have to wash your hands again because you spoke between the tzadayim and the mitzi. It's totally mistaken. It's incorrect. There's no need to wash at that point in time. The only issue is a person got involved in a conversation to the point that they were mesiyah das, then they would have to wash again. But just saying a few words, whatever it is, it's not going to be problematic. So listening to Kiddush is not a problem. So this and over here, it's clearly not a hezek das because it's tzarchei asuda. So the chachila, there's no reason why they can't wash first and then hear a Kiddush afterwards. As a matter of fact, Mishmur says you're allowed to drink from the kais as well. Since the chachila is appropriate to drink from the kais, the other members of the house, so that it's not considered a hefsek between the tilsidayim and the mitzi, which is part of the tzarchei asuda. Furthermore, if the Makadish himself, by mistake, washed before he said a Kiddush, so even the Makadish himself can wash first, say Kiddush, and then say a mitzi. You're being mafsik mamash. You're saying Kiddush in the middle in between your washing in the tilsidayim, and a mitzi, not a problem because this is tzarchei asuda. So you're allowed to say the Kiddush over there. See, he doesn't recommend doing that. He recommends saying Kiddush first, then washing. But if a person, whatever reason, gets distracted and then washed, then realizes he hasn't said a Kiddush, he'll say Kiddush then. There's no need at all to wash again. Some people have the minhag to do like this. Therefore, even the Makadosh himself washes beforehand. That's the minhag of Yekas, that everybody, including the Makadosh, washes beforehand. They say Kiddush, and then immediately they say Amotzi. And there's no hefsek between the Kiddush and the meal. So it's Kiddush B'Shas Suda. And my yeshiva and Tos Yeshiva, they did like the Chayyim recommends, that the whole yeshiva washed before Kiddush, with the exception of the Makadosh. And the Makadosh would say Kiddush, and while they were distributing out the dry wine to drink, he would run and wash his hands, and then he would come back and say Hamotzi, and we might see everybody in the bracha of Hamotzi. So you minimize the hefsek, but for the Makadosh to say Kiddush, and then the Shiva starts washing, it's a very long time in between the Kiddush and the meal, and that would be inappropriate. So that's why they did like this Chayyim, that they followed the suggestion of the Chayyim, that everybody else washed beforehand. Have a good day.